Silsila, Naqshband, the pious elders who in Hindustan, current day India, who brought this silsila. Hazrat Baqi Billah Rahimahullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, who demonstrated this silsila. These are those pious elders from historic times, and their elders were in places like Bukhara in Russia. And how did they come to Hindustan at that time? Pakistan, India, everything was one. And through their work and efforts, the Silsila Naqshbandiya was presented to the people, demonstrated to the people, and alhamdulillah, now in the whole world, in the corners of the globe, this Silsila spread. Just like the other Salasil, the other schools of the Tasawwuf have spread. And this was a great Shaykh with Jalal, and he was Sahib Kashfi, he had vision, and he was immersed regularly in the name of Allah. He had so much Jalal and so much of a high status that if he looked at somebody with tawajjuhat, with focus, then that person would fall unconscious. That's how much focus. That person would go into jazb. He would be a very, you could say, excited in reciting the name of Allah. And mashallah, he had a lot of effect in his teaching. And he had very famous karamat, miracles that took place in his life, during his life. Once he was in his khanqa in the night time, and it was severe cold weather at that time. And a dervish came, was in the khanqa. What happens is somebody, a person can come at any time, day or night, for his tarbiyah, for his improvement. So obviously, when the dervish comes into the khanqa, a student comes to the khanqa, then the person who's in the khanqa at the time, it's his responsibility to look after the visitor, give him food and drink and somewhere for comfort. So a person shouldn't go to the khanqa at a wrong time. But obviously there are some people who reach at odd times. So he came suddenly in the middle of the night, and Hazrat went home. There was nothing at home to give, to eat. And there was a nanbai, a person, you know, the tandoors where the people bake the bread and the naans. And he was watching that today a man has come to Hazrat Sahib in the night. And Hazrat will be a bit upset that in the middle of the night there's no food cooked to present. So today I can present something, I'll be fortunate. So suddenly he ran to the khanqa, the nanbai, and he said, he entered. When he saw the Hazrat Sahib was a little bit down and upset, he understood that visitors come, there's no food. And he said, Hazrat, can I request something? And Hazrat Sahib said, what? And he said that this guest of yours, can I feed him? Can I make some food for him? Bring some food for him? Subhanallah. So obviously the great Shaykh, and for somebody, a guest who comes to see the Shaykh and to serve him at such a time when that person's in the path of Allah, then he was very happy, Hazrat, that yes. And he went, and he was nanbai, mashallah, he was skilled, he made nice roti, naan, he bought food. And Hazrat was very happy at that time, so happy that Hazrat said that to the nanbai, that do you know what dua I'm doing for you? Subhanallah, night time, tahajjud was close. And Hazrat Baqi Billah Rahmatullah Alayhi, great Shaykh, and he knew, and he didn't ask for wealth, he didn't ask for money, he didn't ask for anything. Ajeeb, great people of those times, the great times, golden generations, no greed of the world. To go to the Waliyullah, he had one objective, going to the Waliyullah, just I want Allah's connection. That's it. And he was a normal person, nanbai, but look at his passion. He was asked, what dua do you want me to do for you? So he understood. He said, think, whatever you ask, I'll do dua for you. Whatever you request. He said, will you ask whatever I ask? He said, okay, as a promise again, whatever I ask from you, will you do dua for me? Because Allah is the one who gives, but will you do dua for me, what I request? Because Allah is the one who gives, but Allah listens to his wali. And obviously he was confident, and he was saying this for a reason. So he said, Hazrat, then my dua is one. He said, what is your dua? That please make me like you. Allah, make me like you. Subhanallah. Because he asked for everything from Allah via asking about him. Subhanallah. He said, a great servant. Hazrat suddenly said, you want to become like me? He said, tell me some other dua then. Hazrat Sahib said, tell me some other dua. No, he said, Hazrat, you said, whatever dua I request, you will do dua for me. So please make me like my Hazrat, Allah. He said, look, then he went into Maraqaba. Hazrat Baqi Billah, he raised his head. And he said, look, ask for something else. Something else. He said, no, Hazrat. You said that if whatever I request, you will make the dua. So this is what I want. I want to become just like you. He said, okay, if that's the case. He said, is it the case? He said, okay, come sit with me in my hujra. Come with me into my room. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Baqi bin Ramadan went into his hujra. Hazrat did tawajjuh. Hazrat Allah knows best what dua Hazrat Sahib did. Then he was sat with Hazrat, and the murid started coming. The students and others came into the Khanqa. It was Fajr time. Morning time was coming. And so that after that, when the door opened, then two men came out, alhamdulillah, from the hujra. Nobody could recognize the difference between Hazrat Baqi bin Asab and the Nanbai. Both looked exactly the same. Everything, there was not one iota, the same maqam, the same level, the same status, face, appearance, maqamat. Because Allah is the one who gives. Allah doesn't stop in giving. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. The fakir asked. And he wanted to be like Shaykh. So the dunya is looking there. Is this Baqi bin Allah or is this Baqi bin Allah? Who is the real Baqi bin Allah? And both are stood next to each other. So both were there. And then, subhanAllah, obviously the asal is asal. There was a bit of a difference. So he was immersed in jazb, the Nanbai. And Hazrat obviously was genuine and his feeling was different. So Baqi bin Asab, rahmatullahi, he was the second. He looked like him, but he had all the maqams and the levels. Imagine his status that he attained at that time. But karamat, there are many karamat of Hazrat Sahib. This is just one example. And with his nazar, with his beautiful vision, that Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani rahmatul alayhi became the Mujaddad of that time. He was the student of Hazrat Baqi bin Ramadan. Imagine, because this is the greatest miracle of Hazrat Baqi bin Ramadan. Remember, the fakir, the biggest miracle of the fakir is his murid, is his student. Totally. Totally. The biggest karamat, the miracle of the teacher is his student. There's no greater karamat than that. That as the teacher walks around, the murid, as he's walking around the world, he revives the sharia and the sunnah and the way of his sheikh, his teacher. His style is different. He's the biggest karamat. Such a karamat, if a wali leaves, then he is the highest karamat. If a wali Allah leaves his student who is practicing, then he is the highest miracle. So Baqi bin Allah, subhanAllah, the second, when he walked and he was moving, but after some hours he passed away, went back to Allah. Hazrat Sahib fulfilled his promise. Hazrat Baqi bin Ramadan. One guest. How many guests? He had one. And look at the humility of the wali of Allah, the humbleness. How he lowered himself. The one guest he had in the Khanqa, for that guest, the person who served that guest, came to the Khanqa, made bread for him. What Allah Ta'ala gave to that person. This is not some new thing. Even at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the same style. If a guest came, Rasulullah says, is there anyone who can feed my guest? Ha ha. If I tell you the hadith, all the events, then we'll carry on a different subject. So the fakir is the same. The walis of Allah, they practice the same way as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And whoever came and served, he would get all the reward. Rasulullah says, is there anyone who can feed him? And whichever of the Sahaba took that guest, imagine his hal, his reward, his status, how he was pleasing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in turn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, what I am trying to say is that Allah's karam, Allah's fadl, his mercy with his favor, with the du'as of our pious elders, here an ijtama will take place. Naqshbandi ijtama, Naqshbandi conference, the ijtama of the fakirs, your ijtama. Your ijtama. Not one, not two. He was one guest who came to the Khanqa, isn't it? And at that time, this dhikr, we're doing dhikr, so this is the Khanqa. The noor of the masjid ends. What is it now? It's a Khanqa. Because the Khanqa is the place of dhikr. Wherever Darwish sits and does the dhikr of Allah and remembers Allah, what does Allah Ta'ala make that place? The Khanqa. The place of Allah's remembrance. So my brothers, this is such a great wealth and ni'mah and the fadl of Allah, that where one wali of Allah, he sets forth his footsteps, and he treads on the earth, and Allah Ta'ala frees that place from all darkness and evil, and Allah Ta'ala enlightens that place. Enlightens. And in this village, in this town, on this earth, not one, not two, Allah knows how many will come. I don't know. I am not a Sahib Kashf. I don't have that vision. But even if a few people come, and every man who comes will come from his home, for what reason? For the dhikr of Allah, and to see his sheikh. Subhanallah. These are two objectives that they will come with. Two objectives. So when a person leaves his home with this objective, he doesn't leave home on his own. Rather, on his body, all the number of hairs, more than that, angels are accompanying that person on the journey. Allahu Akbar. Who are those people? Those people are about to come. They are mine and your guests. Imagine, he was one guest in the Khanqa. Subhanallah. And he was fed. Food was made from Allahu Akbar. So many guests of Allah will come. If we feed them, then imagine what will be our hal, our situation. If we serve them, what will be our hal? What will be our status? Tell me, what a great opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given to us that we are going to serve them. My brothers, I'm saying to you, that this one tariqah, you don't just get Allah in one way. Look how he became the non by waliyullah. He didn't do dhikr, he didn't do mujahidah, he didn't make effort, he didn't pray tahajjud. How did Allah Ta'ala give him the status? This is not a tariqah. There's no method, there's no specific, just take tasbih, do dhikr, you'll get Allah. No, Allah says that there's no strict, rigid way. My Hazrat Sahib used to say, and now I'm repeating his words to you, Hazrat Sahib said that the tariqah is not specific. The maqsad, the objective is Allah's pleasure. That's how you get Allah's pleasure. Yes, this is a golden opportunity coming to us, my friends. Such a golden opportunity, alhamdulillah, that more than our own body, our wealth, our struggle, effort, if we serve them, alhamdulillah, our maqam, our status will go high. And one guest, when he comes to somebody's home, he doesn't come to eat your food, he comes to give you wealth, and he leaves wealth for you and your offspring. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam would never eat on his own unless there was a guest with him. He said, Allah, I won't eat. You gave me the rizq. He used to run outside the home. For miles he would search, is there a guest? Guest, come with me, come. Is there anyone who can come back to my home and eat with me? Anybody? Such great rahmah, mercy, that if you have a guest at home, you cannot imagine the mercies. Look, think for a moment. That, for example, you don't even know, you haven't called anybody. Allah will send them, don't know who will come, we don't even know who will be a wali, kutab, abdal, ghawth. Why? Because this is Ajtimai Naqshband, the conference of Naqshbandis. This is not a small, minor get-together. This is a great, great ijtima conference of the pious elders, pious predecessors. When I get an opportunity, I'll tell you what is an ijtima. What is the meaning? This is not a drama get-together. My brothers, I always said to you, I don't want to waste your time, I don't want to waste my time. Wasting time for those people? No, not for us. That duty, that task, if you do any task, even if it's for a second, if you're wasting time to do that action through which Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is not attained, if you're doing any action in the day or night, you're doing action which doesn't earn Allah's pleasure, you are wasting your time. I'm wasting my time. So we're not wasting time, alhamdulillah. Now what will come? Allah Ta'ala may give us sihat and health and iman. What do we know until that day? And we, if we receive them and accept them as guests, then alhamdulillah, I'm requesting my friends, this time is to come. Let's value the guests, let's have humbleness with them, feed them, give them food, give them water, seed them, worry about them, look after them. For who? Not for them. For every guest you are looking after them because of Allah. Allah's focus is on the guest. Ask him, have you eaten? Sit down. We'll spend on you, help them, give langar food, we'll give them tea, alhamdulillah. And obviously, me and you, we are the ones to help, aren't we? Alhamdulillah, we are the ones who are going to serve. No one else, is there? Is there a better opportunity than this? Tell me. Any better opportunity than this? So my brothers, I am speaking for all of us. Myself, I give one dawah for the akhir, invitation thereafter. I give the invitation thereafter. There's no greater invitation that I'm giving to you than that. Now I'm showing you the path to paradise, the total path. I'm not saying give me charity or loan me. I'm saying to you, this is the path to Jannah, paradise. Allah has given us an opportunity, great, fantastic opportunity Allah has given to us. So many guests are coming, alhamdulillah. And the guests will spend, we should spend money on them. And we spend our time on them, our effort to them, plan. How should we receive them? Where will they park their cars, their vehicles? They shouldn't have any difficulty in parking, eating. And they'll stay here all night, all of them. What noor there'll be in the whole village, alhamdulillah. The dhakreen, they'll sleep in our masjid. Allahu Akbar. The people with the eyes, they can see that one jamaat, when it does dhikr, the whole heaven fills up. And where all night long there'll be dhikr, subhanallah. There'll be dhikr in the morning, the masjid will be filled up. There'll noor ala noor all night long, the dhikr of Allah will run. So are you ready, my friends? Properly ready? Yes. So I've awoken you. The rest is up to you. How much you can earn in this night, earn. I will do the same, you do the same, alhamdulillah. Then if we live further than that, when do we know that if a chance or an opportunity will come like this? So brothers, have qadr, have value, look after them, sit amongst yourselves and sit amongst them, plan, do mashwara, negotiate, consult, and with your heart and your minds, with your wealth and time and efforts, try. The more you try, the more benefit you'll get. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Do dua.
الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين شفيع المذنبين تاخ ياسين الحبيب امین اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے مبارک رات میں شب جمعہ میرے مولا تیری رحمتوں کی رات ہے, تیری فضل کی رات ہے, تیری کرم کی رات ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہم جیسے سیاہ کاروں گناہ گاروں کو تو مجلس میں جمع کیا, مسجد میں مولا مسجد میں جمع کرنے کے بعد ایک مجلس کی شکل دی, اور میرے مولا اس مجلس کی شکل میں تو نے ہم سے اپنا ذکر کرایا, پیارے پیارے کلمات فرمائے, اپنے پیارے حبیب پہ درود شریف پڑھایا. اے میرے مولا تیرا کرم ہے, تیرا فضل ہے میرے مولا, اور اس رحمت کے صدقے سے میرے مولا تو نے ہمارے تمام رشتے داروں کو بھی بخش دیا ہوگا, ہمارے ماں باپ کو بھی بخش دیا ہوگا, تمام امت کو بخش دیا ہوگا میرے مولا. یا اللہ تیرے کرم سے پورا عظیم اجتماع یہاں پر ہونے والا ہے خالص تیرے نام اور تیرے ذکر کے نام پر ہے. یا اللہ جس نے تیرے نام کو بلند کیا تو نے اس کو بلند کیا میرے مولا, تو خود فرماتا ہے. یا اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہیں, سیاہ کار ہیں, ہم بے ادب بھی ہیں بہت زیادہ, تیرے مہمانوں کی شاید ادب نہ کر سکیں میرے مولا, تو ہمیں توفیق دینا, ہمت دینا ہر لحاظ سے میرے مولا, جو مہمان آنے والے ہیں ہم پوری خدمت کریں, پوری تواضع کے ساتھ ان کے ساتھ پیش آئیں, کوئی غلطی ہم سے ہو جائے تو میرے مولا تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے گا. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری اس خدمت پر, ہماری اس محنت پر ہمیں صدا عظیم نصیب فرمانا, اور اس کے صدقے سے تمام بستی والوں کی, یا اللہ لوگوں کی, تمام لوگوں کی جو بھی ہیں میرے مولا شامل ہیں, جو خدمت کر رہے ہیں, جو اس میں دن رات محنت کر رہے ہیں, جو خرچ کر رہے ہیں میرے مولا, تو ان کی خوب اپنی شان شان سے میرے مولا مخفوت فرمانا, اور جتنا ہم خرچ کریں میرے مولا وہ تو تیری شان ہے, ہم یہ خرچ کرتے ہیں تیرے نام پہ تو 10 گنا ہمیں دے دیتا ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے اس مجلس کو بھی قبول فرمانا, اور میں نے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے بار بار ہمیں ایسی مجالس کی خدمت کرنے کی بھی توفیق نصیب فرمانا, اچھی مجلس میں بیٹھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمانا, بار بار میں نے مولا تیرا نام لینے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرمانا. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے ہر بات کو قبول مقبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.